Hi, today is Wednesday, August 11th. I am at Buckingham County Registrar's Office, and we are meeting with
Lindsay Taylor,
who is the County Registrar for Buckingham County. So first, we'll start with a few general questions. What is your biggest concern about the upcoming election?
Our biggest concern is generally getting information out to the voters. Will they see who's on the ballot? Will they know that? I think with early voting, a lot of people assumed it was just because of COVID last year, and so we've done our best to try to get the word out so that people will come vote early if they feel comfortable doing so, and that they will understand that we have elections every year here in Virginia. A lot of people don't know that, and so really trying to get the word out and getting people to show up is our biggest concern.
Okay. And any other major concerns other than that one?
Well, there's been a lot of new laws here in the past couple years, and so we just want to make sure we have appropriate guidance in time. This year, it's not as many changes as it was last year, but I know they're looking at changing the absentee envelopes, and there were a few other changes, and so I'm just hoping that we get that information in time to make sure that we can get it out in the way we need to.
Do you feel like you have the resources, equipment, personnel, training needed to run an effective election in November?
I do, yes, ma'am.
Okay. The county election board is supposed to consist of two Democrats and a Republican under a Democrat governor. But in some areas, boards have had trouble finding willing Republicans and have appointed an independent instead, or another Democrat. What is the situation in this county?
Oh, no. So we have one Republican. He is our chair.
Okay.
And then we have two Democrats as vice chair and secretary. I don't think we would feel comfortable going any other avenue than that.
Great. What about precinct staff? Are you able to have equal numbers of Democrats and Republicans?
Most of our poll workers classify as independent.
Okay.
We have, in fact, I don't know that we've had anyone who, in the last 2 years now, they come back up this next year, but everyone so far is classified as an independent, and they're willing to work either side, except for chief and assistant chief. We will ask that they represent a party, and they'll tell us which one they're comfortable representing.
Okay, perfect. Right. Is the County Board of Elections engaged in your work year-round or mostly near elections?
No, year-round. So I just emailed them yesterday. We keep in touch quite a bit. Now, during off-season, we have to meet at certain times. When it's not election time, it's more along the lines of if I need them, I'll call and we'll get a meeting together. But things have been pretty busy the last couple of years, so we meet very often.
Yes. thank you. So now a few questions on the voter roll. Mm-hmm. When was the last time the voter file in your county was scrubbed or cleaned? Do you know?
The state did a purge earlier this year, so that was done in June.
Okay.
And then each month they give us information on convicted felons.
Okay.
Mental adjudications come from the court, and then also deaths come in monthly.
I think that might go into our next one. Does the health department, coroner, or Bureau of Vital Statistics send a list of deceased people to your office every month so they can be removed?
Yes, every month. We got that list on Monday. We also check local funeral homes. We're a small community, so we have the ability to check local obituaries to make sure there's nothing that was missed, especially prior to an election.
That's great. When was the last time the clerk of court submitted a list of individuals who declined to serve on jury duty on the basis of being a non-citizen?
I have never gotten one of those. Now, we've gotten a non-citizen list from the DMV before, someone who had marked that, and we have to contact them to validate the validity of that.
Okay.
I've gotten one in the past year.
Okay.
And it was incorrect.
Okay. That's good.
Mm-hmm. It was done by DMV?
They had marked, when they filled out their form, they marked it incorrectly with DMV.
When was the last time you had access to the National Change of Address List or any other change of address list?
That is going on currently.
So okay.
That was in the, what was the last date? So they sent out mailings on that, I believe in June. And so we get return mail from that on a regular basis. And actually we just got... Last week, they sent out a, we had a large influx of those come back where they had mailed them to people and they did a change and sent them to us.
Okay. Are you confident, are you confident that the voter file is accurate and up to date?
We do our best to keep it as up to date as possible.
How many households in your locality have more than 7 individuals registered at the same address?
That I'm not sure of.
Okay.
And I don't know an easy way to search that either.
Gotcha.
Now, when we do redistricting later this year, we may be able to find out more information at that time because we'll have to go through each of the addresses.
All right. Well, then if it's okay. I may reach out later this year and see if y'all have done that.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm not sure how it'll look. I haven't gone through redistricting before.
Perfect. During registration, how do you verify that voters are citizens?
So when we, it depends on how they register. So if they register online, they have to have a Virginia driver's license.
Right.
And so they would have to answer the question. Same thing if they register in person or by a paper application, they have to answer that question under felony penalty of law.
Okay. All right, so moving on, concerns were raised across the country about the accuracy and integrity of voting machines in the 2020 elections. There are 3 types of voting machines used in Virginia. Can you tell me which machines you use?
We have ES&S DS200 ballot scanners.
Okay.
And express vote machines for those who are disabled.
Okay.
If they are ballot scanners.
Yes. We had talked about that, so I'm just learning about those machines. Who calibrates those voting machines, or they don't get calibrated because they're
before every election. And
okay.
So, and then we send out a notice to the party chairs prior. And so the company who programs our machines, who does our media, they send someone from their company. And then also we have a Republican and a Democrat from the Electoral Board on hand, and they validate that everything is correct, that all the tapes are what they need to be. And
So my next question was going to be, do you invite party representatives to witness? And you do.
We do send notice to them.
All right. Are voting machines ever connected to the internet? If they're not connected to the internet, how and when are they updated?
So the state determines when they have to be updated. They are requiring, we do annual maintenance as well. So they come make sure everything is working the way it needs to be. But the state has decided that all machines need to be upgraded to newest software that was approved. And so that will take place after the November election. It needs to be done, I believe, by July of next year.
Okay.
And all of that software, of course, has to go through State Board of Elections to verify that it's working properly.
Perfect. So many changes in the election procedures were introduced in response to the COVID pandemic, and some people have argued that these changes weakened the integrity of the election process. As an election professional, do you think the changes made in the election process in Virginia in response to COVID have weakened election integrity, strengthened election integrity, or really made no change to election integrity?
Well, the only one that I can think of that was in direct response to COVID was no witness signature on absentee ballots. And unfortunately, we have no say-so in that. That was all because of a lawsuit. But that has gone back now because COVID has kind of kicked back up. I don't know what that will look like. But I think that when you have a situation like that where you've always required a witness signature to all of a sudden not require it, especially during a presidential year, I could see where it would raise concern.
Right.
Now, we still highlighted it. We noted that it was not required, but many of our voters still got a witness signature, you know, just, I think, you know, for their own peace of mind so that we would know. But it was not required because of COVID. I don't know what it's going to look like. Currently, it is going to be required for November,
right.
But I'm sure because of COVID, another lawsuit will occur.
Did you receive any funding or in-kind contributions for training staff, voter education, or equipment, or any other purpose from outside of the state of Virginia? Effective July 1st, 2021, Senate Bill 1097 eliminated requirements for voters to have a witness signature on absentee ballots for any election during a declared state of emergency. The governor has now rescinded. How are you training your staff to ensure that there is a signature match for the upcoming elections?
So, I handle all the incoming absentee ballots myself. I'm the only full-time staff member.
Okay.
Our other staff is part-time. And so, with us, we are not required to do a signature match, but we will, we do have to verify all the other information. So, we have to make sure the name matches what they have on record, the address matches. We have to make sure that there is a signature. And so if there's ever any problem like that, we have to contact the voter within 3 days.
Okay.
But currently, they're not required to update signatures on a regular basis.
Okay.
So it would be, unless there's some other type of change in the law, it would be hard to, you know, some signatures we have on file are 40 years old.
Right. There's a lot of concern in Virginia and across the country about the security and integrity of the ballot drop boxes. What are the chain of custody procedures for your ballot drop boxes?
So we have one that we have here that is staff. So if someone comes in and most of the time they want to hand it to us directly. But the one in our office is staff. We also have one in the door. And that one is designed so that no one, you know, can get their hand in it and things like that. And so with that, we have to we check that every morning as soon as we get in. And it's not accessible from the outside. We're lucky that we don't have a situation where we've got a random drop box somewhere other than
right.
our office. It's just here. And then the ones that have to be at the polls now, they are manned the entire day. So that it's never left by itself.
Was there any time during the last election cycle when your drop boxes did not have video monitoring? And who is responsible reviewing the video and were party observers present during the review?
So the monitoring is done by the county. They've got a camera that faces this direction. Unless we feel like it's tampered with in any way, we don't review it each day. But if we did feel in some way it may have been tampered, of course, you know, that would be a situation we would contact party.
Great. To strengthen public confidence in the integrity of the elections, we hope to expand our observation efforts and have a few questions about election pages, nonpartisan observers, and party observers. Would you provide training and support or designate us to provide training and support for an election day program as described in 24.2-604.3?
For observers?
Mm-hmm.
Well, currently we don't have anything
set
in place for observers. We do have observers from time to time. And so our election officers are provided with kind of a list of do's and don'ts on what observers can and cannot do.
Okay.
So we do review that in training, but currently we don't have a program set up for observers. I think it's a good idea. I'm not sure if we have enough interest here for it, but, okay. That's a very good thing. I think that helps, when someone sees that someone from their party is there watching.
Right. Would you authorize nonpartisan election observers with the same rights as party representatives as described in 24.2604.5a?
I might have to look at the section of the code, but typically we require something from a candidate,
okay,
or from a party chair. That's a requirement. They do have to have something there. So maybe if they're, for an independent candidate and they have that, yes. We would go with it, but they do need permission, that they're observing for someone.
Okay. Would you authorize international nonpartisan observers from recognized election monitoring organizations?
Not registered in Virginia. They have to be registered in Virginia. So if they're not, I'm pretty sure that that's not gonna go. We verify that they are a registered voter.
Okay. Have your local party chairs been notified that they are entitled to send observers to your office each day it is open and receiving in-person absentee ballots?
I don't know if we've sent out a notification regarding that. I know that they've come when we've done pre-processing and things like that. And
okay.
They're more than welcome to stop by anytime that they like. But typically, when we get a ballot, it gets locked up until pre-processing,
okay,
or until election day. And then once it's processed, definitely they can have someone present.
Okay. Do you have a publication that you provide to your election officials regarding rights and responsibility of observers?
So it is a form by the Department of Elections,
okay,
that we provide, kind of a do's and don'ts for campaigners and observers, what they're allowed to do and what their duties are to make sure that they are valid observers.
Okay. And we are on our last question. but you did not answer no, because you answered yes. So this question doesn't even pertain to you. So thank you. The survey is complete now. We deeply appreciate your time today and look forward to keeping in touch as we go through 21 state elections. If you have additional questions, please let us know.
Sure.
So thank you.
Thank
I'm going to stop recording now.